PodBot Door AI. Combining simple, bold graphics with a little text can be a great way to get your audience thinking. Use visual metaphors to help you tell your story and make your presentation more compelling by editing images in Google Slides. If you want to make a video or text-based story, choose a colored background for your text. You can also edit your images with Google Docs, Google Drive, or other image editing tools. As we said before, adding text to a video allows viewers to watch the video in a noisy environment and also to see what works well when people hanging around on Facebook watch silent autoplay videos in the news feed. When you add video and image overlays to your main video, you also insert text into your video. In this video tutorial, you can see that adding text to a video is easy and one or two words are good, but now let me show you how to add it step by step. Here is a YouTube video explaining how to add a text transition to your video with Final Cut Pro. Now highlight the text you want to turn into a hyperlink and click through for a few simple ways we can cut out text and make the slide more visual. Stay tuned to this blog to learn more about image editing techniques in this slide and learn more video editing tips and tricks. In Filmora, the default time for a text overlay image is 5 seconds, but you can drag the edges of the text module onto the timeline to lengthen it according to your needs. Once you have found the frame to overlay your text, show the video image in Final Cut Pro. When multiple video clips are added to a single light bulb, students can experience a seamless video series. Anchor the clip and rewind the learner to the moment when the interaction appears in the light bulb at the beginning of the video or at the end of a video clip in Final Cut Pro. A reflective pause between each interaction, starting with each light bulb, is an effective way to keep the learner moving. Students can rewind while answering one interaction, and they can also rewind for a second or two to answer another interaction. DALL-E create new images from text and label them with the categories described in the text and recognize labeled examples of images and captions from internet captions. Clip learns from the dataset that there is a single word that is labeled, such as categories, images, or photographs, and generates a new image from that text. For a set of images, return the image functions encoded by the image part of the clip model, and for a set of bookmarks, return a text function encoded in the text functions. Given the large number of texts and tokens, Clip delivers the language parts of the model that are encoded in text. Go to text to see how you can customize the look and feel of your text to match your images and captions. In addition to inserting and formatting text in documents, Word 2013 also allows the insertion of image drawing functions, which allows text to be inserted into a document. By adding text overlays, Filmora has a more brilliant editing function that edits and produces videos from a wide range of files with all the conveniences the user can need. Here is a video from E.C. Abrams, which shows how to add text animations with effects to videos. You can use rich text editors to add interactions, except for web embedding. Google Slides is very GIF-friendly, so you can edit and paste animated GIFs and edit them in the same way as static images. It's all very well to know how to add image shapes to Google Slide, but I wanted to show you how to use them more effectively to tell a story better. GIFs can be added and edited in a variety of ways, from text overlays to animations and effects to video effects. Video chat, which allows you to exchange verbal and visual cues, is more like communicating between people than in IM, and it is much easier to share voice signatures without having to save them in a photo. Compared to personal communication or video chats, text-based communication offers a much better experience of liking and bonding with a friend. When communication takes place between you and another person, the subjective attachment experiences are significantly lower compared to video chats. In addition, the degree to which participants act and feel connected is influenced by the type of communication they communicate with, such as the type of communication and the degree of attachment. This has been Across Boundaries, Episode 1. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.